Several Republican state lawmakers say there is a lack of transparency from the Department of Corrections and the governor's office. Nearly 3 weeks ago, 22 members of the House Republican Caucus in Illinois sent letters to both the DOC and the governor's office asking for the names in criminal history of over 1,300 inmates who have been released into the general population. Here is State Representative Terry Bryant of Murfreesboro.
I believe we have the right to understand how and why the administration is making critical decisions regarding the operations of DOC. We've asked for information on how the governor came to make decisions on inmate furloughs in response to COVID-19. Once again, no answer.
In a video press conference on Monday, several of Bryant's Republican colleagues said 47 of those released inmates have been convicted of murder. WSIU contacted the Department of Corrections and the Governor's Office for comment, but we have not received a response. I'm Kevin Boucher.